Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to live your life by design in 2009? Well, then sit back, relax, and enjoy an empowering conversation to advance and enhance your life. And now, your host, Ms. Kathy Holloway Hill and Mr. Tony Lamont.
Good afternoon, good evening, or good morning, wherever you may be dialing in from, listening to the Living by Design show. I am Kathy Holloway Hill.
And I'm Tony Lamont.
And you're listening to Living by Design, and you will be with us for the next 60 minutes. So we are happy you're going to join us this evening. We have a great show for you this evening. We have a wonderful guest, and she is a best-selling author, and I absolutely love the title of her book, which we will get to in a second. But first, I want to just thank everyone for your support and the outpouring of love and the email notes and all of the wonderful supportive comments we received last week with the release of my new book entitled Emotional Bailout. We had a great turnout, great support, and it really meant a lot to us. So we really want to thank you very much for that. Emotional Bailout is it's absolutely something that we all need. And it took me a little bit of time to get everything put together, but it turned out very, very well, and I was very, very pleased. So I want to make sure all of my listeners know that, whether you're in the chat room or you're dialing in or you're listening to the archive downloads, I want everyone to know that. So thank you, guys. And then the other comment I wanted to make, Tony, my wonderful co-host, and myself, we will both be at the largest urban celebration in the nation. Tony, I'll let you talk a little bit about that, the Indiana Black Expo, which is going to be starting up tomorrow or today. I think it starts today.
Well, actually, the activities for, and just for clarification purposes, because a lot of people get this confused, Indiana Black Expo is the parenting organization. The expo is the organization, and then they have various activities throughout the year, and this particular activity is called the Summer Celebration. And the Summer Celebration is a group of activities that start basically 2 weeks out from the weekend of entertainment. So they started out with workshops and business networking and conferences and an ecumenical service and all that last week and earlier this week. And then as the week gets closer to the weekend, which is the biggest part of the exhibition, is the exhibition time, there will be job fairs and all kinds of entertainment going on. But, yeah, we'll both be there. I'll be there representing my broadcast company, which is WTLC and Radio 1 Indianapolis. And you will be there supporting and representing yourself, and you'll be there as a part of C. Holloway Hill Enterprises and
absolutely.
Have your book on sale.
Absolutely. I certainly will. I will have Emotional Bailout on sale, and we're also going to be offering every book buyer. All of my partners are still hanging in with me, and we're still offering our $1,500 worth of free gifts just to celebrate our kickoff and release. So please take advantage of that. If you want to go to the website, it's www.emotionalbailout.com, and I'll type that in the chat room for everyone who may be in the chat room. And if you're listening, emotionalbailout.com. Take a visit. I think you would absolutely love it. So, Tony, moving on, our guest this evening is Robin Spitzman, and I hope I'm saying her name correctly. I'm sure she'll let me know when she comes on the line. But Robin is actually an individual that I haven't met her live in person, but I came to know about Robin through the GLOW Project because I am associated with eWomen Network. I'm a premier coach with eWomen Network. And Robin was part of the GLOW Project, and she really impressed me. She has written a book entitled Giving While You're Living, and I love that title. That is a great title. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Robin on the line. Robin, can you hear me?
Hi, Kathy. It's great to be on your show. Thank you. And it's Robin Spiesman. So thank you for asking about that.
Thank you very much for that. I appreciate
sure.
that. I don't like to get named. I don't like to mispronounce names because my name is Kathy spelled with a C. And when I see it with a K, it just kind of stabs at me. So.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on your show. Your book, Emotional Bailout, sounds fabulous, and I cannot wait to read it.
Great. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it because it really was a it was an awakening for me because I'm getting so many clients that are just, when they lose their job, they're losing their self-worth along with it, and that's just not a good way to conduct your life. You cannot form your self-worth around your possessions and what you, your power and your job and what you park in your garage and those types of things. You just can't do that. You're self-worth has to come from within, and that's exactly how I'm explaining it. Not only am I explaining that in my book, but I'm also explaining how to create a life plan and how to be prepared for job loss or any emotional situation that comes into your life. You have to prepare for that, and if you're strong emotionally, that's what prepares you, as well as a life plan.
Exactly, and I think, Kathy, you know, to your point and to your credit, what we are finding now is as we redefine ourselves with the challenges that are going on, and every business is hit in a different way. Some businesses are prospering. Other businesses are seriously challenged, and we have to search for a higher meaning in life so that at the end of the day, we figure out how we're going to define ourselves and not let the economy define us. And
right.
many individuals, you're hearing stories day after day of individuals saying that maybe they're at the end of the road in terms of their business or their livelihood or losing their homes, and then they reach out and they discover this brand new opportunity, or they recreate themselves and follow their passion, or they ask for help and they learn how, and they discover there's a world out there of resources. And I
mm-hmm.
think that is really one of the blessings and gifts that come out of hard times. We don't learn anything when things are going right. We seem to learn everything when everything is, you know, a little bit more, you know, challenged.
That's absolutely correct. And it really helps when you can have an open mind and have an open spirit. That's when you learn, because even through challenges, people still don't learn as long as they are closed-minded and they just want to wallow in their misery. I mean, you have to realize that adversity builds character, and if you could just open your mind, open your spirit, and be willing to look at it as a life lesson, this is brought to you to strengthen you. It's not brought to you to hurt you. It's brought to help.
Exactly, but I think what we have to do is stop and just kind of take a deep breath and then say,
yeah.
What can we do today that's going to make a difference tomorrow? And I love the stories where someone just, you know, reaches out, you know someone's sick, you know someone doesn't feel well, you know someone's having a challenge. What are you doing about it? Are you making that one call, checking in on them, dropping dinner off, stopping and just going in and say, I want to see you and let's have lunch together? You know, we need each other more than ever, and your concept of emotional bailout is so timely right now, but we have to look at visiting, kind of visit your past, recreate your present, redefine your future. There's a wealth of opportunity out there when we count on each other. And it's such a pleasure to be on your show. As you know, I co-authored with Edie Frazier, a remarkable woman, the book, Do Your Giving While You Are Living.
Yes.
And Kathy, in that book, we really interviewed the leading rainmakers and luminaries in the giving world and individuals who started from a challenge or from scratch. And we talked to everyone from Dionne Warwick about how in the early days she used her music, and it still is a very strong healing opportunity. We talked to the American Cancer Society and the AARP about organizations that are really making a difference. But I think across the board we learned that there are three things you can give, and that's your time, your talent, and your treasures. And if you don't have treasures, you still have time, and you might have talent. And if you don't have the time, then perhaps you have the talent. But we can't just erase our ability to give because perhaps the treasures are dissipating. We have to really visit that all three of those things are really important And any one of them is something we can all tap into.
That's correct, because I truly believe we are all connected. We are all connected, and our thoughts are energy. And this energy is what brings us all together. It's what binds us. And all the negative energy that's floating around out there, it's contagious. And unfortunately, if we're somewhere in the middle and we're on the fence or on the bubble, we get sucked in by all this negative energy, and then there our emotions go just right out the window. So we need more people like us, Robin and Tony, and individuals that are positive and can put positive energy out there to at least balance it, if not pull it up, balance it.
Exactly, and I think the other part of this is that I don't believe that the inspiration is just it comes from within, but it's all around us. You have to put up that radar. It's like almost looking for places to be grateful, you know, looking for ways to express your appreciation. It's easy to say when you count your blessings, you know, you really begin with the right, you know, kind of addition and the right kind of math. But the truth really is that if you just take a day at a time and you find something good in the day, and it could be something as small as something you value enjoying, you know, tasting, or you enjoy being with someone, or you call an old friend, and it's that great feeling of being with, you know, a childhood friend. It's those little things we have to go back to and remember the power in them. There's a lot of surprises around every corner. So anyone listening that might really be emotionally challenged right now, or even having a hard time, you know, facing the day or what's going on. I think of there's a woman I know named Betty, and they kind of call her, it's interesting, the Southern Santa, because no matter what this woman has, she's given it to someone who needs it more. And, you know, she's really in a challenged arena right now based on lack of insurance and medical issues. And yet she has a smile on her face that's as big as the Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think about people sometimes that have the least in life, how they have the most in life because they have their priorities straight. And she still gives, and no matter what her situation, she's still out there doing something for someone else because she does believe you, and there's always someone else who has a harder story. And I think right now if we stop in our tracks and we really look for, maybe it's another book I've also written. It's called Where's Your Wow, Kathy? And the subtitle, 16 Ways to Make Your Competitors Wish They Were You.
I have it, and I love it.
And the wow thing, like, Kathy, you've got that. Tony's got it. You guys have this it factor. It's this thing that's irresistible. You walk in a room, and you're charismatic, and you set it on fire because you bring energy. See, we need that. Like, I know that we pull it off each other because we say to ourselves, wow, if she can have that much energy and a love of life, maybe I can too. And that's what the GLOW Project's about, and I'm grateful to be in it and grateful to Kim and Sandra Yancey for that dynamic. If you have not watched that DVD, go to theglowproject.org. Go to Kathy's website, order this DVD, watch it, and really see that how these amazing women have just risen above their circumstances to find the offerings in life that all of us richly deserve, not because we're entitled to, but because we can make it happen. And these women did in spite of their challenges. But when one of us glows, we can share that glow and enlighten and enliven and really give off that glow to someone else and let them know you have permission to go be so fabulous that you are irresistible. And I think that is what we have to remember we're all capable of tapping into.
Now, one thing I want to ask is you talked about the three things as far as giving. And when people talk about treasures, you talk about, you know, giving of their treasures, and you said if they didn't have one or the other. Can you specify what you mean by treasures? Now, I know, and I know Kathy knows, but a lot of folks have a tendency to think that they don't have treasures. They don't have those valuable things to give of themselves. Can you explain a little bit more about what you mean about that? Because I know quite a few folks underestimate their value because they don't realize how valuable they truly are.
Well, that's a wonderful question, Tony. And I think that treasures could be many things. In the past, we've defined treasures as money. You know, we got the money. You see these people giving enormous amounts, or you see that individual, like my friend Betty, who sends, you know, a dollar or two or three every month to St. Jude's to help, you know, a children's hospital that's absolutely remarkable, doing such important work, the fight against disease, and to help children and really make a difference. I think that treasures can also be, you know, possessions. Maybe you have a car that you no longer need, or you have furniture that would help someone who's been evicted, or you might have clothing that could help a woman dress for success. What a wonderful organization. There are so many causes and ways that we can let material things not define us, but really, really define how we can help someone through these things. We don't need all this stuff. I have enough books that could start a library, so I'm trying to donate my books to children's hospitals and libraries like Brandeis and all kinds of ways that empower people. Then I think of, what else do you have? Is there something that you have treasured that, like even a suit that could change a woman's life because she hasn't had the clothing to go on a job interview and to feel confident, that, you know, you feel in that one great outfit where you look great. I mean, that's a treasure, but think about what it would mean to someone else. So I think what we have to start looking is, how can we let go of some of our treasures, donate a piece of art to a museum so other people can enjoy it. I mean, there's a list of treasures, but treasures can also be invisible. Maybe there's something that you have some wisdom of that's been taught to you. You were taught to believe in yourself. That's a pretty big thing, to give someone else the treasure knowing they can do it. You know, did anyone ever tell you, Tony or Kathy, that you could do something when you were little and you believed them? Can you think of a time, a teacher perhaps, that made you feel like you could take on the world or you were capable?
I had coaches that did that for me. So, yeah,
What area? What sport?
Well, pretty much every sport I played at that time, which was basketball, baseball, and football. I excelled at a young age, and so they told me that I had the capability to pretty much do anything I wanted to in those areas and in the arenas. So I believed them because I believed in what they had the ability to do, and so it gave me the confidence to go ahead and do it myself.
And so there you go. Someone gave Tony, you were a great athlete. You had to know you were doing something right, but someone else said, Tony, I'm noticing you. You are special. You are important. And then you said, wow, I must be special. I must be important. And I can do this. And even on a day maybe where you could, you know, you were exhausted and didn't feel like doing one more push-up or one more lap or running that basketball court, or maybe they gave you, they were so contagious in their belief in you that it just set you on fire. That's a treasure, and people can be treasures. And I think that teachers, every teacher you know and listening, you are the greatest gift that our future has. Because you're taking the time to let these kids not just learn math and arithmetic, you know, and spelling and English and reading, and sure, those things matter. But these teachers are instilling in our future, our generations, our kids, that they are capable and productive and can be purposeful. Regardless of what the purpose is, they're purposeful.
Right.
Now, that's powerful stuff. That's how I define treasure. So we have to really understand those treasures, because we all possess them, and we all can stop. It's like today I said to, where was I? And I said to, oh, this is such a silly thing. But someone was washing my hair, and I was at the hairdresser. I was having my hair cut. The woman did this great job, and I said to her, that is the best job anyone's ever done, washing my hair. She hadn't heard a compliment in months. And this just made her day. And I said, well, tell me about yourself. And she's studying to be a hairstylist. But she said, you just don't know what you just did. Because all day long, for months and months and months, I've been washing people's hair. But I never knew if I was doing a good enough job. They tipped me. But she said, your words meant the world to me. She's going to carry that in her head now, in her heart. So look how powerful words are. When we give, we can give the treasure of the power of words. In my books, When Words Matter Most, and when books like the Thank You Book and Make It Memorable, my book, my gift is words. I say to you, they're free and they're fabulous. Go make a world that lets people know that they're appreciated, they're cherished, they're adored. But when we give, we can give not just our time and talent, but also our treasures. We can not just give our treasures, we can give our time and talent. That's a real wow in this world to me.
And you know, Robin, you're absolutely correct, because it doesn't cost anything to give words.
That's right.
Words are free. And if you can say something to uplift someone's spirit or make their day, that's free. Why would we not want to just give that away? Just let someone have that, especially if you know they need it. I mean, there are so many people that, I mean, they would cut off their right arm to prevent themselves from giving out a compliment because they think it may make someone else think they're better than they should feel. Or, you know, it amazes me. Words are free to give away. And if you feel good about something someone has done, tell them.
Exactly. And so, you know what, I really appreciate the fact that you guys understand this. And you look, you're doing a show about being a wow and how to, you know, kind of sustain yourself emotionally with confidence and about the power of giving. And if you just start small, maybe you have nothing right now to give. Maybe you don't even have the energy. Give a smile. If you're the first to say hello to someone and introduce yourself, it's amazing where that can lead you.
That's
because
right.
When we meet each other, all of a sudden two worlds connect. It's combustible. We have to recognize the power of relationships, that it's not just about networking. It's because that's a cool concept, but it's really about getting to know someone, knowing what's important to them, knowing what they stand for, and remembering their name. It's as simple as Kathy with a C, you know,
right.
Tony, you know, it's as simple as it's a pleasure to meet you. Tony, tell me something about yourself that makes you proud. Give me something about Tony for a minute.
Tony?
Well, let me see, something that makes me proud. That would be, I'm proud of my children.
Very good. Tell me about your kids.
Well, my kids are my inspiration. They keep me going one way or another. they make sure that I stay on top of things. I'm proud of my relationship and my friendship. And I'm also proud of the work I do in the community. I do a lot of work within the community. I work with the young people and have been doing so for 15 to 20 years. And I've probably spoken and impacted on anywhere from 250 to 400,000 young people over my career, trying to encourage them to be positive and be self-motivating and understanding that they do have value and they have gifts and that they've been blessed and use those blessings that they have.
That is so beautiful. That is so beautiful. And Kathy, what can you contribute as well?
Well, of course, I'm going to come smack out of the gate going a gazillion miles an hour and say that I am proud of the fact that I'll just give you a small little story here. I did a presentation last weekend for the University of Phoenix graduation ceremony. There were associate degrees all the way up to PhDs. And
wow.
I sold my books at the event. So,
wow.
Of course, you know, I make my living with my products. And even though I sold a lot of books, Robin, that couldn't come close to the comments that I heard when people walked up to me and said, you changed my life, you touched me, what you said resonated with me. When I know that I can say a word or two to make someone want to change for the better, oh, my God, pride is, it has to be a stronger word than pride, because that makes me so proud. That is my crowning moment in my life when someone comes up to me and says that. Whether that's a family member, a friend, a loved one or someone I don't know that was just sitting in an audience of 2,000 people.
Wow, that is amazing.
That's what really keeps me going.
Wow, that is really strong. So what do you guys think matters in this world right now in terms of giving and being a wow and succeeding? Give us some insight from your wonderful, wonderful experiences.
You said what makes the difference?
Well, what do you think right now is making someone stand out who's listening? What advice would you give them of some steps they could do now today to really help get noticed, get business, build contacts, be a better person? Give me some insights into rules you might live by.
I absolutely think it's all about the mindset. That's where it begins. I mean, that's a small step, and it's a big step. It's both. Your mindset determines everything in your life, your emotions, your success, your failure, your relationships. Everything starts with your mindset, your thoughts, your words, your actions. All of that is controlled by your mindset. And I just think if we could just do that one thing, just take a look, just observe. Before you make the change, just observe. What are you thinking? Just stop throughout the day and ask yourself, what am I thinking right now? What are my thoughts on? Am I complaining because of something that's going on, because of my circumstances? Am I miserable, or am I counting my blessings? Am I saying to myself right this minute, thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving me life. Thank you for the sight to see. Thank you for the ability to walk. Just your mindset, just that one simple yet powerful thing, in my opinion, can make all the difference in the world if you would just observe that and take note of it. Where is it? Where does it stand?
Oh, wow, that's powerful. And so,
that's
Tony,
what
do you think? What do you think, Tony?
Well, I'd have to say I agree with Kathy 100% in that, and I'd like to add also that I think one of the things that people need to understand when it comes to being successful is success is determined by the amount of failures that you recognize that you've had. And the reality of most success is you have to fail at some point, and that failure gives you an opportunity to grow. It's when you don't allow it to keep you down and keep you unsuccessful that you understand that you have the opportunity to get even better. And I think you have to learn how to recognize that failure is not something to stop you, it's something to grow you. And as soon as you understand that, you can face everything and anything, because any adversity has a lesson for you to grow in it. And as long as you live your life knowing that regardless of what you face, it's going to be something good in it for you, then once you realize that, it doesn't matter what you face, how much adversity, how big or small it is, you're going to find value in whatever you go through. And I think that's the key to life. The key to life is finding value in everything. And if you find value in everything, no matter how small or how big, you can live a fulfilling life, because something of every second of every day is going to give you some worth. And that means a lot. And once you realize how important that is to your life, then you can start giving those other things back. Because a child will say something to me, and it will be a little tidbit of information, whether it's, you know, I was crossing the street and I looked both ways. Well, for me, that means I looked both ways and watched out for the things that could have harmed me, and now I know better that I can always take care of myself when I'm facing something against me. I'll just look both ways. As a child saying that, we don't think anything about it, but as an adult, we can turn it into something even bigger. So that's how I look at life. Life, to me, is an opportunity to learn, and I think once people learn how to learn and love the learning of their life, they're going to have a successful and a joyous life.
And you're right, because every action that we take transforms our lives, and we don't even realize it. It will transform our life and push us further toward success or further away from it. Every single thing we do, every thought we have, every action we take, every moment of every day, if you just stop and say, what am I doing right now, and why am I doing it? It's just something that simple.
Well, I think that's extremely powerful stuff. So you're talking about life is in the details. It's the little things we can do to make a difference tomorrow. And Kathy, can you just share with me for a moment, why is emotional bailout? What's something in your book that was also really an eye-opener for you and for readers? Because that's really, to me, something fascinating.
An eye-opener for me is when I stated that so many of my new clients are coming to me because they have job loss, and with that job loss goes their self-worth. And when I talk to them, I discover many revealing factors. And the first factor I discover is that they did not have a life plan, Robin. I'm so glad you asked me that question.
Mm-hmm.
They did not have a life plan. And the other is that they have no idea who they are. There are two monumental moments that we will experience in this lifetime, Robin.
Yes.
One is the day you're born, and the other is the day you figure out why.
Mm.
Because
that's really powerful.
Every person has a purpose, and most people don't have a clue. But when you discover why you're here and what your purpose and your passion is, that changes your life. Have you ever observed a child, a 3 or 4 year, a toddler? They're just touching and exploring, and they just want to know what everything is. But when the parents and caregivers tell them, stop, don't touch that, what happens is we start reconditioning ourselves, you know, as we get older. But what we need to do as adults is get back to that impulse to explore ourselves through self-discovery and understand our strengths and our weaknesses and our values and our beliefs and, most importantly, our passions. And when we understand that, we can align our life around it, and then we will understand what is it we're supposed to be doing. And that's the main premise of my book, is to understand who you are. Why are you on this earth? It wasn't an accident that you were born. And then put your life plan together, aligned with who you are and what your purpose is. And then in my book I also talk about how to do that, how to get rid of all the emotional clutter that lives within us and your thoughts and how powerful our thoughts are and how the media plays a huge role in the influence of our thoughts and our behaviors. And it's so much in that book that, and I tell you, I wrote it straight from the heart. It's very informative, but it is straight from the heart. It comes straight from how I feel about the world and how people see the world in their lives.
I love that.
I know you didn't ask for that much, but
I love that. No, I'm like, more, Kathy. This is very strong. And what did you find, Kathy, in the movie, in the GLOW Project? Like, why did you find it so meaningful in, from your point of view?
Well, and that's a good question too, Robin. Thank you for asking me that, because for me, the GLOW Project was exactly the epitome of exactly what I'm trying to get across to all my clients and all of my attendees at my presentations and my seminars, is that you have to let the adversity, like Tony said earlier, you have to let the adversity in your life be your strengthening, determining factor in whether or not you're going to be successful. You have to use your life lessons as exactly that, lessons. And you can't look at them as failures or, you know, somebody is against me. And every story in that GLOW Project, I mean, to have so many stories all combined in one spot, I mean, I watched that movie over, the DVD, over and over and over and over, because those stories just really resonated and it just moved me. Of course, I've been through my own adversity. I've been through my own life issues. I mean, I could tell you some things about my own life that would, you know, make the hair stand up on the back of your neck. So, you know, that's what really resonated with me, which actually reminds me, Robin, which makes me, you know, I forgot to ask you if you could share with the listeners your own story, because I know you were one of the attendees or one of the participants in that. And if you could share your story, that would I'm sure my listeners would love to hear it.
Well, you know what? I think what my story is interesting. I was a former, art teacher. I was a teacher, and in the early days, I was asked by every school that I worked in to do every bulletin board in the school. And I would arrive at probably 5:30 in the morning and leave at 6 o'clock at night. And I taught art. And I knew that in my heart that I could teach any child to believe in themselves and they could learn to be creative. And, you know, kids would come in and they'd say, I can't draw or I can't paint or, and probably everyone listening now has something they think they can't do. I can't sing. I can't jump as high. Well, somewhere along the lines in life, we learn this. We learn we're not maybe as good as the next person. Or we learn that maybe we aren't as good an artist as someone else. But you know the true joy a child has when they're sitting there enjoying it? And it might not be the most beautiful piece of art, or it might not be, but it's so spectacular because they're having the time of their lives. They're in sync with what they're doing. They're feeling good about it. You know, Picasso always said that he tried as an adult artist to capture the joy that he had as a child and the joy that a child has in creating art. He worked his whole life to maintain that free spirit. And I think after teaching art, you know, I started writing books and I started appearing on television. And I didn't have any background in this. And I said, wow, you know, if she can do it, I can do it. And I really started studying Barbara Walters and Maria Shriver and everyone on television. And I looked at what they wore and I said, I can figure this out. And then I would watch the way they did their hair. I'd watch how they spoke and I just started believing that I could be a TV personality. I could be on radio. I could go write for a national magazine. I'm a good writer. I'm capable. And now to date, I've authored over 80 books. I'm a New York Times bestselling author. I've made many appearances on the Today Show. I've been on NBC in Atlanta. I've been on for 30 years and CNN often, and I have a radio show in Atlanta called The Giftionary on Cindy and Ray, and all these things came out of not because I got invitations to these things, because I knocked on the door and I believed in myself and I over-prepared and then I over-delivered. And when they asked me, when I wrote my first book, Kathy and Tony, I had this great opportunity to write a book, and that was kind of exciting, and all of a sudden, they told me to write 500 ideas to entertain a child, and that was what one of my first books was about. Well, I thought I'd write 2,000 because at least if they didn't like some of them, I'd have 500, right? Over-prepared, over-delivered, and the series for the book was canceled. And I was heartbroken, but I got a call, and they said, you wrote so many ideas so well, your book stands on its own. We're still going to publish it. And that was the beginning of my career. And before I knew it, I ended up on national talk shows and being out there because I go and I have fun, and I over-prepare, and I over-deliver. And I always look and say, I'm only good as I was yesterday. Today's a new day, and I have to raise the bar, and I have to figure out how to go be great and go be better. And I compete with myself. I don't think I compete with other people. I look at myself and say, Robin, did you do the best you could do today? Did you call your mother? Did you check on your dad? Are you a good mom? You know, I ask myself very basic questions at the end of the day, and I say, maybe I can do better tomorrow. And I wake up and I think, today's a brand new day. I'm going to make it a great one. If I messed up yesterday, I will improve it today. And that's where I think Glow tapped into who I am. Is I try not to stay in any kind of dark moment too long. I try to use the power of a positive thought because your brain can only hold one thought at a time. Why not make it a good one? And then I think, who needs me? I ask myself that all the time. I go, are my kids okay? Is my husband all right? You know, like, who needs me? Who needs me? Where can I go make a difference instead of, oh, woe is me, you know, woe is me, you know, I have this, or I have a headache, or I have that, or instead of just focusing on me, because when we focus on ourselves, we really bring our spirits down. But we find something kind of bigger than ourselves to be involved in and make a difference in, wow, being a part of something great is the greatest thing in the world you can do. But you have to go find those causes and get involved. Like I'm involved in the National Advisory Council of the E-Women's Network, and it's their eWomen Network Foundation, and your city has a local chapter, and cities all over the country have local chapters of eWomen Network. And that's a great, great sisterhood under the leadership of Sandra Yancey and Kim Yancey. And I think that that's a way to get involved and find out about their foundation and nominate next year an emerging leader, a woman you know who you want to help and boost, and go find someone who needs you. I mean, that's one of the powerful ways to rise up and make a difference. So GLOW for me was certainly a journey, and hearing how, gosh, I'm kind of giving other women some GLOW and letting them know you can do it. So I didn't know how to write a book. I didn't even know where to put the table of contents and the acknowledgments and the foreword. And I open another book and I go, oh, here's the answer. That's where you put a table of contents. Ah, that's how many words this nonfiction book could be. And so I started learning. And I think that's my story. My story is if I believe it, I can achieve it, and I go learn how. And learn how is know how. And I do not know how to do a lot of things. That doesn't mean I can't learn. So that's my little story in a nutshell. And I'm just really proud to be on your show with powerful individuals like yourself wanting to make a difference. To me, that's what it's all about. Share the GLOW, share the light, but shine it on someone else. And when you shine, you should shine in a way that makes everyone else around you brighter. To me, that's the beautiful thing.
That's right. That is right. Now, by any chance, Robin, will you be attending the conference in Dallas in
Will you? Let me ask you first, are you going to be attending it?
Well, I'm a premier coach, so it's mandatory for me.
Well, there you go. I'm going to be there, too, so we're going to meet.
Excellent.
Oh, I'm just thrilled. I am absolutely
thrilled. Too.
You start asking around, and you'll find me, and I'll find you, Kathy. So, see,
this is
that sisterhood. This is what we're talking about.
It will be very difficult to miss me because I'm 6 feet tall.
Well, that's awesome. So there you go. I'm already looking up to you. There you are. It's easy then. It's
that's
easy
funny.
To look up to someone like you, Kathy, and I'm proud of you for doing your book. I'm a book enthusiast. I believe that everyone can write a book. That doesn't mean everyone's going to get published. But if you take the initiative, eWomen has a publishing, division that's so powerful and so fabulous. And they really teach you and coach you and help you. And as a coach, Kathy, you're doing the work truly of an ambassador of goodwill because you're helping people find a will and a way to be, more successful. But to find a life that's measuring in their eyes is a good life. That's what we all want.
Right, absolutely. And like I stated earlier, we all have a purpose. So many of the people that I come across and I speak with, and I ask them that question, Robin, I ask them, what is your passion? And they always say, I don't know. And I ask them, I said, well, do you have hobbies? And I guess they don't even think to even just start with your hobbies. What is it that you like to do? They don't even look at that as a passion. They really don't know. And for me to help them learn how to make those discoveries and you just learn what those discoveries are, learn what your strengths are and your weaknesses and your values and your beliefs. Your values and your beliefs, I mean, we haven't even touched on beliefs.
Well, that's a really interesting point, though, their beliefs. What do they value?
Exactly.
And they value their children. Most mothers, if they have children or fathers, will say, I value my children. So then you have to say, well, what are you proudest of that your child has done lately? And they might say, well, my child won a race, or my child did well on his SATs, or my child, has read the most books in our class. And then you might say, well, what's something that you might teach your child that you haven't taught them yet? And it's kind of like, the cobbler's son has no shoes.
Right.
And it might be something you're good at, and since everyone takes it for granted, you don't pass it on. But if you love to bake, don't just think your child's going to have a love of cooking. Teach your child to make one thing.
Right.
And the interesting thing is they go share that one thing, they get so much praise, they come back to you and say, can I learn to make this next? And that law of what's next, it's like it only happens after you do that thing called glow. You kind of share the love, you share the skill, you share the talent. But it's very important that we stop to teach kids things. Sometimes they don't even want to learn, maybe. Sometimes like a child doesn't. This is a cute story. When our son was in the fifth grade, he was a great soccer player, best soccer player you could find as a little fifth grader. But he wasn't good at basketball. Somehow he got in the idea that when he threw the ball, he missed the hoop, and that was it. Wasn't going to play basketball. So I heard there were some tryouts, and I said, Justin, you are going to go play basketball. And he was screaming and hollering. He didn't want to play basketball. Kathy, it's a long story short, Tony. But the bottom line was I took him to the tryouts. He got on the court. He made a half-court shot at the age of, this was like a 10-year-old. Half-court shot. And from that moment forward, guess what he loved to do most? Play basketball. So what I want to say, and so today, where is he up for his every other night that he has a chance? He's on a bat. He picks up a basket. He's an attorney, and he's 29, and he's playing basketball. And so, and he's having a ball. That's what he does on the weekends and at night. But the point is that my mother made me. You know what? It's okay when moms and dads, we think we have something really good for our kids. There's nothing wrong with saying, let's try it. You don't like it, you don't have to stick with it, but there's nothing wrong to really share the opera or a cultural event or fishing or encourage that time. That's remember how we talked before about sharing time, talents, and treasures? Share your talents and your time, because time without talent is time is beautiful, but time with talent, wow, that's a treasure. So when I talk about these things, these three things every listener should look at, that's when you glow as a parent, as when your child wants to be with you. Our kids want to be with us. We think that's the coolest thing in the whole world, is their idea of a wonderful evening is just us cooking together and being together and talking. And that's a big thing, eating together as a family. That's a wow for us. And I guess it's those little things. So time, talents, and treasures. Talents, my husband's a great chef. He's teaching our daughter how to do this, that, or the other. I know how to write books. I've encouraged both of them. Our kids have written books and have gotten published. Our son wrote a book about surviving law school called The Insider's Guide to Your First Year in Law School. And our daughter wrote the book for the Make-A-Wish Foundation for their 25th anniversary called The Power of a Wish, and interviewed hundreds and hundreds of wish kids who were granted wishes and asked them what those wishes meant to them and their families. And so that's just what I think is so cool. If you love working, take your child to work and expose them. Share the talents with them. Share the opportunity. So in a nutshell, I think that's kind of my philosophy. And I guess once a teacher, always a teacher.
I have to agree with everything that you said, because you actually just confirmed the comment I made earlier about, children are just, they have that natural instinct to discover and touch and explore. And when you spend that time with them and you show them things and you encourage their exploration, then they know how to continue that throughout their lives. They don't, stop it or stifle it, or they continue that growth, and they know how to discover what it is. Like your son discovered what it is. He discovered that he loved basketball because he kept at it. He kept trying, and then he made the discovery. So that's what we have to learn to do. And I don't have biological children of my own, but my sister, just to make a long story short, my sister died at a very young age. She was 29. She was a juvenile diabetic. And when she died, her daughter, my niece, was a baby. And even though I was starting my career at the time, God told me that this is what I'm supposed to do. So I raised her.
Wow.
And she had a lot of medical challenges, Robin, because my sister was so sick during the pregnancy, and my niece had so many medical challenges. And she went through about 8 or 9 facial surgeries too, because she had a cleft lip and a cleft palate and had so much stuff going on with her face. But this child followed me around, and I encouraged her to learn, and I showed her so many things. And needless to say, and yes, I am bragging, but needless to say, She graduated high school with honors. She graduated college with honors.
Wow.
She's a pharmaceutical sales rep. She is a very successful.
That is fabulous.
I mean, she's not just successful, you know, out career-wise. She's successful because she's a beautiful person inside. Her heart is made of gold.
Yes. And I want to tell you the odd. You and I are an incredible coincidence. It's not only 5 minutes before I called into your show, Kathy and Tony. Today I was at a nonprofit meeting, and the woman that was talking said, "Guys, I want to share something with you." And she was on YouTube, and her name is Barbara Roos, R-O-O-S. She was talking about juvenile diabetes because she lost a daughter at the age of 32 to juvenile diabetes at stage one. And then she has now raised hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars for JDRF, for Juvenile Diabetes Research, you know, Foundation. And she was talking about how she's more passionate than ever because she has because she has the wish that no one else will have to face that disease. And I think as we, you know, kind of in closing on the show, as we come into the last few minutes of your show, Kathy, it's just so interesting that here, you know, you took an inspiration from a situation that was heartbreaking. And you took, you know, the initiative to glow with your, you know, niece, and then raised her and helped her, and look who she's become.
Oh my God!
In your light, she is now shining, and she's going to shine that light. And I think that is what this whole GLOWproject.org is about. The Glow Project is really about, we have a light, and the light only is brightest when we basically let it shine on others.
Right.
And when we learn how to tap into that, we just are at our best. We are humankind at our best. And I think that's the book, Do Your Giving While You're Living, is about. That's who Edie Frazier is. She's truly one of the women in the world that I think is out there making such a difference to other women. The Sandra Yanceys of the world, you know, trying every day to make a difference in the lives of thousands of women around the universe. I mean, but that connectivity that we get by knowing each other, we go, wow, my universe is just better and brighter and smarter because I now know you.
Right.
And it just makes us feel a part of something, you know, bigger than ourselves. So to Glow, to you, Kathy, Tony, for the work you're doing and for caring enough to do this great show, for your book, Kathy, I hope so many people read it. I can't wait to meet you at the conference in Dallas. And it's open. The conference is open. And go to, you know, ewomennetwork.com and join us at the conference. Learn about it and come shine, because it's everyone else around you that's just so bright, and you just can't help but leave there, you know, without that kind of it factor. Because a lot of women are there to help share it so that you succeed.
And I want to add on to that, Robin, you are absolutely correct. Anyone who's listening, if you're interested, please go to eWomen Network, www.ewomennetwork.com, and take a look at the conference. There are so many wonderful activities that are going to be planned. There's going to be pampering. There's going to be great speakers. There's going to be all types of fabulous events. And if you're in the Dallas area, even if you're not in the Dallas area, I think you would really enjoy it. We're going to have Success Row. All of the nationwide premier coaches are going to be available to speak with you. I'm going to be there available on Success Row to speak with you, and I'm going to cherish every moment and every individual who I can have an opportunity to speak with. I am so looking forward to that. So if you're listening to the show, please go to the website and take a look at that. We would love to have you there.
I love that, and that's exactly right. And I also want to share with you, you know, Kathy, that in terms of GLOW, it was interesting because Kim Yancey had sent me an email saying hello today, and we're talking about GLOW. And he sent me something, and I thought it was so cool. He said, in defining the GLOW project, he said, the good news for you is that you already have GLOW. You don't have to change who you are to become someone else. You need only to learn how to manifest and tap into your own incredible GLOW. And we have a lot of people around us who are not feeling that GLOW. And I think that is what's so important, is to understand that there are There are organizations like eWomen that are creating systems that support unique ways in which women can, you know, connect and collaborate.
Absolutely.
and learn from each other. And I think that's really the key. That's what your show clearly is trying to do, to raise people up. And I know that's what the motto is at eWomen, and I'm proud of you, because as a coach, people need to come see you, try one session, you know, with a Kathy, and your life can change, because you can't always see what's bright around you when things feel dark, but we have to learn how to ask for help.
Absolutely, and I touched a little bit earlier on the media, and that there is a lot of positive media sources out there, but there's, you know, let's just keep it honest and real, there are a lot of negative media sources out there. But unfortunately, you know, to their defense, they can't help it. They have to deliver news that they think people want to hear. And unfortunately, people seem to just migrate to negative news.
It's a
so
shame.
That's what.
But
that's
we have to
deliver.
Create good stories. We have to repeat the stories.
Right.
And, you know, that's like the most powerful thing in the universe is I tell you a little story. And like the story about your niece, you tell me that story, and then I can repeat it to someone else and say, hey, listen, you know, here's a woman who's gone through challenges, and look what she accomplished. And those stories become our stories and other people's stories, and that's really the key. Just, you know, we have to give each other permission to learn how to be great, to go get the skills to be great, and to go kind of change the tapes we're playing in our heads on those tough days.
That's right. Absolutely.
And it all can be good even when it's not. It's your perception of what are you going to do about it. You know, you're going to have a pity party, or are you going to put yourself on the guest list?
My niece, my daughter, is 30 years old. And, you know, when I think back to those days when she was 8 and 9 and she was too young to have her facial surgery, so she just had to deal with what God gave her, and
right.
She would come home crying, and people made fun of her in school, and when I think about how I instilled that strength in her at that young age.
So special.
Yeah, you have to do that, and her self-esteem had just improved, and she believed in herself. She graduated, and she was a salutatorian, number 2 in her class.
Wow, but look at that now. And that's why I said,
when she had all her surgeries. Oh. That was during her surgery time.
Oh, my goodness, and what a gift.
Yep.
And I think, you know, I kind of want to give you permission to call her your daughter, because you said, you know, I called her your niece. The truth is, she's your daughter. She's your daughter. She is obviously raised in the spirit. She's a gift, and, you know, it's like your sister gave you a gift. But you embraced her, and you gave her everything you knew how to give her, and then she gave it to herself. She did the work. You have to do the work. At the end of the show, if we say anything, nothing is ever. It's not easy, and if it's easy, you know, you got to look back and say, you know, thank you for the lessons. They're always generally the things when things go wrong. What can I learn from it? And that's the only way we can pick ourselves back up, dust ourselves off, and go back in the ring.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I can't wait to meet you, Miss 6 Feet Tall.
I know. I
Kathy,
can't wait. Brian.
You're awesome. This has been a real pleasure to be on your show. And my website is robinspisman.com, RobinSpisman.com. And
yeah, I'm going to put that in the chat room. So say
that's
that
wonderful. And I look forward to seeing you in Dallas, and thank you for sharing the GLOW Project. I'm very honored to be a part of it and very appreciative to be on your show, Kathy and Tony.
Well, thank you so much, Robin. And we are coming up on our last 60 seconds, and we want to thank our wonderful guests. Thank you, dear. I can't wait to meet you. And we're going to go ahead and sign off for now, and we're going to see you next week. I'm Kathy Holloway-Hill.
And I'm Tony Lamont.
And we will see you next week on the Living by Design Show. Good night, everyone.